y'all, it's Jazz, and I'm back with another episode of And All That Jazz podcast. So, it is the first full week of February, which means that it is the first full week of Black History Month in 2022. And, I mean, y'all know this. I am Black 365, 366 on a leap year. Very proud of my heritage. Very proud to be a Black woman. But I am blackety black during Black History Month, during Kwanzaa, during Juneteenth, especially during Juneteenth, especially since I'm a Black woman from Texas, where Juneteenth originated. It's nice that that's a national holiday now, but I've been celebrating it my entire life. So welcome to the train, y'all. But anyway, it's not Juneteenth. It is Black History Month. And I don't know about y'all, but I feel like since 2020, definitely since George Floyd and the eyes that have been on Black Lives Matter since 2020, there's been a lot of performative actions, like a lot of, yeah, we're allies, but only in namesake type of thing that's been done. Whether it's all those companies who decide to come out and say, yes, we stand with Black Lives Matter and we are fighting against injustice, or we don't agree with injustice and all this stuff like that. Kind of like the NFL when they spoke out in support of Black Lives Matter, but gave Colin Kaepernick absolute shit just a couple years prior. And kind of like what I saw American Airlines do on February 1st, that they had to walk back. So if you are on Facebook, I saw this floating around in a couple groups that I'm in. American Airlines changed their logo or changed their profile picture to their logo framed by kente cloth. And like, not even kente cloth, like just very kitschy, like very, it was giving what it shouldn't have gave. And we've seen a lot of brands do that. They will say, yes, we're supporting Black lives, and yes, we're honoring Black lives and Black Americans during Black History Month, because that is what Black History Month is for. Black History Month is a celebration of African American contributions to this nation. This is for Black Americans, not that I'm trying to gatekeep, but that's what it started as. So, I mean, I feel like over the years, other people have joined in the celebration, but it started off as a celebration for Black Americans. So now we're seeing Black British people and people who are from, like, who can immediately trace their ancestry, whether they are first gen, second gen, third gen, to different African countries. We're seeing them chime in on Black History Month and celebrating with us, which is great because it's something that everybody can celebrate. But we have to understand that the reason why Black History Month was started was to honor the celebrations and contributions of African Americans to this nation. We want to make sure that we are not just talking about the struggle, which is something that is often discussed. So we're often hearing about slavery, and we're not to say that that is not a part of our history. Yes, it is, definitely. Chattel slavery is definitely a part of American history. And it's not just about civil rights and sit-ins and boycotts and the jailings and all stuff like that. It's also about Black joy. Like, we have contributed so much to this nation as a whole. The culture doesn't move without Black people. It doesn't. Black culture contributes so much, and this month is kind of the honoring and celebration of that. So we've seen some companies get it right, like Target. I feel like Target has gotten it consistently right with partnering and spotlighting Black-owned businesses, getting them in stores and in front of people who they might not have had the chance to be in front of without an opportunity from Target. And then we see companies get it wrong. Like, and not to say that American Airlines got it all the way wrong, but it was one of those, okay, let me put some fake kente on it. And they walked it back. So they got rid of that profile picture and released a statement that said, "We recognize that 28 days is not enough to celebrate the heritage and achievements of Black Americans. We'll feature stories and events during February to show how our African American team, how our American airline team is celebrating Black History Month, and we'll continue the conversation throughout the year to spotlight how we're committed to increasing representation and enhancing our Black customers' travel journey," which is what should have happened. Like I said, Black History Month is unfortunately the shortest month of the entire year, but we are Black 365, and this conversation needs to be had 365. So, so you have companies like Target who have gotten it incredibly well, constantly featuring small Black-owned businesses, not just in February, but throughout the year, and other minority-owned businesses and women-owned businesses, but making sure that they have the opportunities to be in front of, to be in stores and be in front of people who they might not have had the chance to be in front of. And then you have somebody who, a company's like, mediumly got it wrong, like American Airlines. And then you have somebody who completely misses the mark, like Bath & Body Works. So I understood what they were trying to do. 100% understood what they were trying to do. They were trying to make a cash grab. That's all it was. They did something that they have been doing for years, which is repackaging items they already have. They do it during holidays. They'll repackage scents, like candle scents and lotions and body washes and stuff like that. But they'll repackage things to market it during certain holidays. And I guess they figured that Black History Month is now falls into that holiday thing. And that's not what this should be. So, and then not only did they repackaged items for holidays before, they've kept the same name. So like, one of my favorite scents there is Mahogany Teak Wood. And if you're really trying to make me smile, Mahogany Teak Wood High Intensity. But that's the same, like that's the, has the same name throughout, whether you're getting the regular, whether you're getting White Barn, whether you're getting it throughout in the holiday season with that kind of special wrapping or whatever, it's the same name. For Black History Month, they gave like the scents they already had. So they had like teak wood, and I think they had like champagne toast. They gave them phrases like empowered and strong, and I mean, just stereotypical bullshit. Like, I'm not going to be nice. It's bullshit. They're making a cash grab. And what makes me really upset is, I don't know if I'm upset that they're doing this, or that they're giving part of the proceeds to the Urban League, or if they are giving part of the proceeds to the Urban League as a way to make themselves feel better. Like, that's what I honestly feel like they're doing. They're not even giving all the proceeds. It's part of the proceeds are going to one of the local Urban League chapters or Urban League chapters. And I am a member of the Urban League, have been for years. I'm on a few boards. I 100% agree with companies putting their money where their mouths are. I just feel like Bath & Body Works did this the wrong way. They could have partnered with one of, or a few, dozen. I mean, there are hundreds at this point of, or at least 100, Black-owned candle businesses, and helped them. Like, if we are saying that we're going to amplify and uplift Black people during this time, amplify Black voices and uplift Black people during this time, that's not the way to do it. I'm not saying Jackie Aina should have partnered with them, because I'm pretty sure she has some kind of exclusivity contract with Sephora. But there are other Black-owned candle companies that could have partnered with them. I don't know. Or they could have just not done that. There's a way to do it. And that's not it. That's not it. Like I said, allyship is a verb. And some people understand that. Some people understand that it's more than just sharing a lighthearted MLK quote on his birthday and being silent throughout Black History Month, though you call yourself an ally. And I say this because I've seen it. I see it every year. They'll share the, I'll see people share the, darkness not, or hate does not drive out darkness. Only love does that. Whatever that quote is. It's not my favorite quote by him. Or they'll share the, I have a dream that my daughters and your daughters and all that good stuff. The lighthearted stuff. Like, not the quotes where MLK was like saying, hey, no, this shit is messed up. We need to actually put some work behind this. And you can't call yourself an ally while just sitting there and watching people suffer and be treated as second class citizens and woo-wop to bam. Like the quotes where Martin is calling out people, those are the ones that ruffle feathers. Those are the ones where people understand that him and Malcolm X weren't necessarily too far off with the points that they were making and the radical changes that they were trying to make. And speaking of MLK Jr., Martin Luther King Jr., or Martin Luther the King, if you have seen a few Black movies, and 5 points if you know where that one's from, Martin Luther the King. Anyway, I often forget how young he was when he was murdered. I often forget, especially now that I'm getting older, especially since we're so used to the media showing us pictures of him and his family and the civil rights leaders of that time in black and white. One, it wasn't that long ago. My parents were alive. I think my parents were alive before MLK got murdered. I want to say they were. But if not, their older siblings were. Like, this was not that long ago. My grandparents were definitely still alive. Like, or they were alive, then my grandparents were still alive. Like, was not that long ago. That's what I'm getting at. But he was 39 when he was murdered. And I was trying to figure that out the other day. So, of course, I Googled, how old was Martin Luther King Jr. when he was murdered? And the first page was, didn't immediately reveal his age. And Google's like pretty smart. It'll be like, oh, this person was this. Like, it didn't show anything about age. It talked mostly about, was he assassinated? How did he actually die? Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay. Well, then I did, how old was Martin Luther King Jr. when he was, when he died? And immediately showed 39 years old. And I was like, okay. Then I searched, how old was Martin Luther King Jr. when he was killed? And I think that one showed, how did he actually die? Blah, 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 blah. And then I searched, how old was Martin Luther King Jr. when he was shot? And it showed 39 years old. So killed. Killed showed 39. Shot didn't show. Shot was like, how did he die? Blah, 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 blah. So the ones that had passive phrasings were the ones that actually returned the search results that I wanted. The ones that were intentional. So the ones where I said where he was shot or he was murdered. Those were like, well, how did he die? And with that, one of my favorite podcasters has a phrase. She says, words mean things. In fact, I love that phrase so much, I bought the pen that has the phrase on it. And it's one of my favorite affirmations. Like, be mindful of what you say, because words mean things. And the fact that it was the passive language that returned actual search results that I wanted ruffled my feathers. It rubbed me the wrong way. It grinded my gears. Because Martin Luther King Jr. was murdered. He was assassinated. He was shot. Killed implies passive. Because you can kill somebody without intending to kill them. That is manslaughter. You can kill somebody without intending to kill them. You can say that he died, because everybody dies. But MLK Jr. was murdered. He was assassinated. He was shot. And the fact that I had to dig like at least 3 pages deep to get to even that in like the preview of a page really pissed me off. But we see that a lot with any kind of discussion around racial injustice or critical race theory. And not just with MLK. This is with like a lot of things. Language. Language is key. We have to understand that words mean things and language is key. It is, period. So be mindful of how you say things and make sure that if you call yourself an ally, I promise I'm not going to be on my soapbox this entire episode. If you call yourself an ally, make sure that you're putting action behind your words. That's it. That's all I have to say on that. So I always talk about more lighthearted things in episodes as well. And I kind of wanted to end this episode with some lighthearted things. So started heavy, we're ending light. First lighthearted thing. So if you notice by the title of this episode, Wordles mean things. I have started playing Wordle. I fell down the rabbit hole. I've seen people playing this for months. And I finally decided to take the dive and jump in. After one of my blogger friends posted hers and she was like, I'm on a streak. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just go ahead and give it a try while it's still free. Cause what I heard was the New York Times bought it and I really don't want them to put it behind a paywall, but if they do, I will revisit and see if I like playing it that much to where I want to, budget in an annual New York Times subscription to play it. Or if I just want to give it up. But as of now, I am on a 3-day streak. So I'm recording this Sunday. I started playing Friday. And every day I've guessed the word. And this whole guessing it in 6 tries, y'all, that's hard. Especially when there are double letters or whatever like that. But I've successfully guessed it all 3 days. And I plan on keeping this up. But this game is fun. I like games like this. Crossword puzzles, kind of. Like, once I get frustrated with those, I will cheat. But this one, like, having to figure out words, it's fun. It's kind of like Boggle. But yeah, so I'm playing that. And then as far as other entertainment goes, there is so much new content that is dropped on the different streaming platforms, primarily Netflix and Hulu. So the miniseries Tommy and Pam dropped, the first 3 episodes dropped on Hulu and I've watched those, and y'all, there is penis being shown on that show, like HBO level, and I was not ready for that. The scream I scroam when, and I meant saying, like, I said what I said, when I saw that scene with Sebastian Stan as Tommy in the restroom with Lily James as Pamela Anderson, that first scene that they did the full body shot of him, and then the scene after where it was him talking to his animated penis, I was like, oh my gosh, like it was a lot. It was like Euphoria a lot. But so far the show is good. It's like humanizing them and it makes you kind of feel bad for Pamela Anderson. And I'm interested to see where they go with the show. Seth Rogen is in it as Rand Gauthier and it's pretty good, y'all. It's pretty good. This is not a family show. This is not and they say it at the top of each episode. For mature audiences, and they mean that shit. Like, there is a lot of nudity. There's quite a bit of cursing. This is not a family show. But what is a family show that I watched is Raising Dion season 2 dropped this past weekend, and it dropped this weekend, and I watched it and I cried and it was beautiful. And I was a little upset that we wouldn't see as much of Michael B. Jordan as we saw in the previous season, which wasn't a lot, if we're being honest. But it was more than what we saw in this one. But that's okay because we had Rome Flynn in it, and he fine. So we had more eye candy. And I love how blackety black Raising Dion was. It was just beautiful. It was beautiful. It was what I needed during this month. I'm very happy that it came back during Black History Month. Very good. I'm already ready for season three. But yeah, if you haven't watched it, highly recommend watching season one and season two. Really good. I also watched The Tinder Swindler at the recommendation of one of my friends. And that was one of those documentaries. It's about 2 hours. That's one of those documentaries where you were like, what? You did what? And I don't want to victim blame, because people have different triggers. Some people just, we are all different. However, the amount of money these women were giving this man, like $140,000, $200,000, and he was spending it over the course of days, weeks, like burning through $20,000 in a day, like crazy money. And he only served, I think he said he only served 5 months in jail for it. 5 months in jail, not in America. Like, so I don't even know if he's wanted here. I don't know if they had any, if he had committed any crimes here, but 5 months in jail, he's back free, selling master classes and stuff. And if you want to scream at the TV, watch The Tinder Swindler. Definitely watch that. And I think that's everything that I'm like newly watching now. Oh, Power. So I have to give it to Courtney Kemp and 50 Cent. They have hit gold. They have struck gold with this Power franchise. So they have the show. They have the show Power, 6 seasons, literally ended in 2020. And from there have spun off on 3 other like spinoff shows. Spun off on spinoff shows. Duh, Jasmine. Words mean things. So the original show ended in 2020. Then they had Power Book 2, Ghost, which is about his son. Then they have Book 3, which is Kanan, which is kind of like a throwback about 50 Cent's character, who, and the boy on there literally talks just like 50. Kind of looks like 50, but definitely talks just like 50. And then the fourth one, the fourth iteration, the one that the fourth spinoff that we've been waiting for, about Tommy, which is called Force. So that premiered today, and it's good, y'all. Like, it's good. Season 2 of Ghost, so season 2 of the show about Tariq, his son, ended today. And then Power Book 4, the about Tommy, started today. And it's good, y'all. I forgot how much I missed Tommy and his shenanigans. And I'm looking forward to seeing how he handles, like, Chicago and dealing with that there. So I gave y'all a couple recommendations that you can watch by yourselves, that I recommend you watch by yourselves. Like, do not watch Tinder Swindler, because then you got to explain what that is to the kids. Power is not something that needs to be watched with kids either. Tommy Lee is not something that needs to be watched with kids. But Raising Dion, yes. You can watch, yes, watch that with your kids. But yeah, I always like to, like, tell y'all what I'm watching so that you have recommendations for that. And like I said, I always love to hear what y'all are watching too. So feel free to DM me, tweet me, shoot me an email, let me know what you're watching, let me know what I should add to my list. And that's all I have for this week. So our takeaways: remember, allyship is a verb. Put your money where your mouth is, put your actions where your mouth is, and don't do performative allyship. That is terrible. Number 2, there's so much new content to watch this month, so have fun exploring that. And number 3, make sure you come back in 2 weeks for a new episode. Happy Black History Month, y'all. Bye.